Welcome back in Inside the Numbers, Boji Wood. On a Monday morning, February the 4th, going to bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out of Las Vegas, for this segment. Going to recap yesterday's Super Bowl 53. Mike, how are you doing on a Monday morning? I know this past week's been crazy for you out in Vegas.
It has. It was a good weekend. The Super Bowl was a bit of a disappointment, but a good weekend.
Well, now, again, the Patriots, they get their record-tying 6th Super Bowl ring, 13-3 over the Rams. You say it wasn't exciting. I say it was a very exciting game because I love defense. It was a great defensive game. Yeah, for the guy that likes the ball going up and down the field, it wasn't a great game. But for old guys like me, Mike, man, I'm going to tell you, I'm thinking Chiefs and Packers back in the 60s. You know, I mean, I'm thinking Steelers, Cowboys. That's what I'm thinking. I thought both defenses played great. But in the end, Belichick and Brady, they get that 6th ring.
They did. And normally, of course, I agree with you. I like defensive games. But when it's the Super Bowl, the game, and we've got prop bets everywhere, and when a low-scoring game like that does not lend itself to successful prop betting normally. We did okay on props, but not great. But, Coach, neither team reached the red zone in the first half. The game was tied 3-3 at the end of the third quarter. So I was in a casino suite with colleagues and some clients, and at halftime, we quit watching the game and went down to the casino and played table games. And, of course, we could watch the game from the casino floor. And one thing, you and I previewed this game last week, and the question that we tried to answer was, is Jared Goff ready for this moment? And not only was Goff not ready for this stage, the other key Ram players, they did not look comfortable. But as you said, the Rams defense played very well, but the offense had a really tough day.
Total agreement with you there. Jared Goff, I think he's a great talent. I think he's got a bright future. But that was just too big of a stage. Now, I'll tell you one person that I didn't think it was too big of a stage for, and that was Sean McVay. He did not look flustered. He looked frustrated that his team could not perform. But I thought that he called a very good football game.
Right, and one thing about that defense, we've seen it so many times at every level, both college and NFL. A lot of times when the defense is playing outstanding and two or three quarters in, they realize their offense can't do anything. A lot of times those defenses will just cave in and give up a lot of points. But in the end, the Rams defense still only gave up 13.
Yeah, been there and done that. Speaking of defense, Brian Flores did a masterful job with him and his staff of scheming to shut down the Rams offense. And it's no secret. Sometime today in Miami, Brian Flores is going to be named head coach of the Dolphins, and I think it's well deserved. However, though, Mike, let's look at the fact that this guy is going to bring Belichick's system to South Beach, and that's what it is, because Brian Flores has never coached for anyone except Bill Belichick. After his career at Boston College ended because of an injury, he got on as a scouting assistant with the Patriots and has worked his way up the chain over the last 15, 16 years, has done a great job in his time as defensive coordinator. And much like Nick Saban, of course, people say, he's really not the defensive coordinator. Saban's the defensive coordinator. And you hear this with the Patriots. Oh, yeah, you know, he's not the coordinator, but Belichick's the coordinator. Now, these guys, they know what they're doing. And we can see Jeremy Pruitt and Kirby Smart, the success that they've had as head coaches thus far. And I think Brian Flores is going to be the same. However, I've still got questions about this Dolphins program, this organization, because since Shula retired, they've just never been able to get there. And everyone thought that when Jimmy Johnson came in, he would be able to bring the magic back to Miami. He wasn't able to do it. He bowed out in Miami. And that job has never been the same since Don Shula retired. And not that it was at the top when Shula retired. It was going downhill when he left. But, you know, that is a once proud program that's fallen on tough, tough times.
It has. And then what Brian Flores is going to see is the difference in front office between the Patriots and their philosophy and the Dolphins. And it's he's got a tough task ahead down in Miami.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike, back to the game. Did you ever think that you would see a game where a team, in this case the Rams, had more punts, six, in the first half than first downs, they had two, or completions, five?
No, and not by the Rams. And we both know that the Patriots defense can play great, and they play great on the big stage in the postseason. But, Coach, this Rams offense, they put up 40, 30. They averaged almost 35 a game. And the Patriots shut them down. But I do think, and it's not to take anything away from New England, but I saw the Rams offensive players. They were tight, and they weren't ready for the stage. But you have to give the credit to the Pats defense.
When you look at the whole picture, when you just stand back and look at it, you just have to say overall the Patriots, the players and staff, that was familiar territory with them, had been there, done that. The Rams, not there quite yet.